Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to A New Thing. This is episode 14, and these podcasts are they're like an audio journal of our journey from meeting together as we used to back in March 2020 to not meeting together, at least not in a building, until this very last Sunday. Last Sunday was Sunday the 5th of September 2021, and for the first time in a long time, we met together in our old venue, which is Lawrence Haynes School in Watford. And we came together with great excitement and I think a little trepidation. What's it going to be like? Although the pandemic is not what it was a few months ago, nonetheless, there are still many things to be concerned about and careful about. And COVID-19 has not gone away, and I don't think it's going to actually just go away. So what was it going to be like? We spent quite a lot of time thinking and praying about this, and I put out a long list of advice and instructions, which I won't read through now, it would take too long, but advice about before coming and entering the building and what to do in the building and a few other notes. And sending Psalm 46 for people to meditate on and pray over. And indeed, we read the psalm together. I thought it was a good way to begin the service near the start of our gathering, because we need to get our minds fixed on God, not on hand sanitizers, as much as we need to be cautious and careful, of course. But Psalm 46 is all about how God is our strength and God is our refuge. And we need that to remember that. And so we read it together as a whole congregation. We sort of chanted it together. God is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. That's okay. Despite all that, God is with us. Nations are in uproar, verse 6. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. Yeah, but the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. You see, God destroys evil. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, and this perhaps is the key verse, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And I sensed that as we were singing the first two or three songs. I felt very emotional. I know Danny, our main song leader, actually was choking back the tears as he was leading the singing. To hear everybody sing together, to be able to hear each other, not just your own voice, but everybody's voices singing as a body, praising God, thanking him that we're still here. We're still alive. We're still here. We're able to come together and worship. It was a really wonderful, moving experience that I don't think any of us will forget. Perhaps in a week or two or five or 10 or 20, this will all become a bit normal and I hope not, but maybe a bit samey. But this first time back together, we were reminded as we took communion, as we learned from the word, as we shared, as we prayed, and as we sang together and prayed together, it reminded us that our God has not abandoned us. He has been with us. He is our, as it says, ever-present help in trouble. I hope that's been your experience. Are you back together? How's it going? What are you doing that's working? What isn't? We're going to review this last Sunday and make some adjustments for this coming week. Some things will do the same. Some things will do differently. I'm hoping we can do tea and coffee this next week. We didn't first week. Kept everything very simple and plain. But maybe adding in some refreshments next week or the week after. But what are you doing? What are you working on? I'd love to know. So email me, please, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or have a look at the website, malcolmcox.org, and you can sign up there if you want to for my newsletter as well. Till the next time, take care and God bless.